Blog Talk Radio.
Definitely check him out. He's going to be on Black Jesus this week, so y'all definitely check him out. He's on tour. Y'all tweet him, support him in all his endeavors.
Yo, what's up? I'm Julio with the Flow, and you inside the box with my homegirl, Cindy, on Open Talk 2.
Today on the show, got a model, an actress, an artist. I'm rolling with my girl today, Love and Hip Hop to Atlanta, rolling with Miss Carly Red. What's up, Miss Carly? Well, one thing I want to know, that you are very, very, very classy on this show, and I love that about you. I know
that. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, tell me, how was it working with the Cavs? Is it kind of tense, or, you know, some people don't believe in the reality. They think it's scripted.
No, it's all real. Girl. Actually, our drama behind the scenes, sometimes they don't get to catch all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's worse than what's on the screen.
Really?
It gets crazy.
Oh, Lord. Well, of course you're going to be back next season, right?
I can't talk about it.
Okay. Well, we hope so. I got my fingers crossed. Well, I want to know a little bit about, how did you get into the music industry? How did you get your inspiration with the music industry?
Right. Well, what happened was, I've always been a reggae artist,
mm-hmm.
So I was working with producers like the Commissioner Gordon, doing songs with like Sean Kingston and Beanie Man, and so I've always been in the reggae world because, I'm from Trinidad.
Okay.
And I have family in the reggae scene, so once I started doing that, and then there was not a way, because I live in the States and I don't live in Jamaica and the Caribbean world, there was not a way to market the reggae music. So I said, okay, you know what, I'm going to just jump into the R&B, and everybody was giving me advice, like, you could try to switch both, and here I am. I just stuck with it.
Okay. So how long have you been doing music since you were already doing reality work? Would you share with them?
It's a three word: never give up.
Oh, yes. I love it. I love it. That's the truth, though, Carly. You can't give up on your hopes and your dreams.
Never give up on your hopes and your dreams.
That's right.
People stay so miserable in their 9-to-5 jobs instead of, like, pursuing their dreams. You can do both.
That's true.
I did both, you know. I did 3, 4, 5, 6 jobs, 7 jobs. I don't care. But as long as it's, you know, you're going to pursue your dreams, you never give up. Don't let nobody tell you no.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you again for taking the time to call the show, Miss Carly Red. And I totally appreciate
it. Thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's the girl, Carly Red, from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the artist, and I'm hanging out with my girl, Lizzy, on NowHipHop.com.
It's Blow, and I want you to know that these are the birds.
Today on the show, I have a gentleman that has brought new heights to the rap game. You could call him the pioneer of rappers in the rap game. Open talk to listeners. Let's welcome to the show, Curtis Blow.
Hey.
Hey, Curtis. How are you?
Oh, mighty fine. I'm blessed. Thank you for having me on the show.
I am so honored. You just don't know. I am very honored.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Okay. Can you tell my listeners a little bit, how did you get started in the rap game back in the day?
Well, to make a long story short, I was in the right place at the right time.
Okay.
In Harlem, New York City, in the Bronx, just hanging out as a teenager. And my mom was actually a great dancer. She was very popular. She used to go out to the nightclubs in Harlem and you know, like the Renaissance Ballroom and the Cotton Club and and the Savoy Manor and all those spots that you know were big in the 50s and the 60s.
Okay.
And words of wisdom, I say education is the key to success. You need to study your craft. Analyze it, do the research, find out about it, what you're getting into it, study the history of it,
mm-hmm.
and then find out somebody within that history that was successful, repeat the steps that they took in order to achieve success, repeat those steps, and then you too will have success.
Okay, that's good. You know, I go roller skating from time to time on Sunday nights, and do you not know, they still play your songs, and we cut up on the breaks.
All right.
That is
thank
still
you.
Out
thank
there.
You. I thank radio and all the DJs around the country for making that a classic and still keeping it.
They keeping it alive. Hey, you're still
yeah.
out there. I'm telling you. I wish I hate to put you on the spot. I wish I could have you to just say a line or two from the breaks, but I know I can't do that to you. So.
Nah, what's up?
No, don't. Oh my God!
If you got what it takes, 'cause I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the birds.
Oh my God, that is it! That is it! Well, everybody, this is Curtis Blow. I got him on the show. That was a little rhyme right there. You check that out.
There you go.
I know it. Thank you for taking your time to interview with me.
No worries. It's all good.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your boy, Curtis Blow, representing that real hip-hop. Is my girl, Cindy, doing her thing all day, every day, 24/7, with hiphopnow.com. You heard?
Today on the show, I have a manager, an artist, and a producer, and his brand keeps on soaring. He truly has branded himself in the world of reality. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome to the show Love and Hip Hop reality star and my boo, Peter Dunn. Hey, Peter, how you doing this morning?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for calling in this morning on the show.
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad you reached out to me, and I thank you for the support. I don't have too much of that out out there right now.
Oh, shoot. I don't know why now. Don't get me started on them people. Well, tell my listeners a little bit about what's going on with you. What's popping? What current events you got going on?
Oh, man, you know, currently I'm on this show, Love & Hip Hop. You know how that goes. You know, they bring in the drama. I signed up to do Love & Hip Hop. And, thinking that it would expose some stuff that would be entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Tara, who is my kid's mom, and asked if she wanted to do the show. And, you know, went to Amina, that she wanted to do the show, and they both wanted to do the show. So we did the show. I thought that it would help all parties involved, which it did. Amina's music is picking up.
Okay.
I really like getting a lot of sympathy for Amina, even though people hate her for the situation. Tara's an actor, she's getting seen. Maybe not in the light that we wanted to bring these things, this talent out. Not in the light that I wanted to, but I felt it was an opportunity for everybody to bring in, to get seen and heard. And, you know, unfortunately, it's through the wrong reasons, but, you know, hey.
But, you know, like you say, Amina's music is taking off. And hope Tyra, I'm sure she'll get recognized because she acts real good on the show.
Okay.
Tyra, she acts real good on the show.
Tyra, she's a Southern girl. She's from Mississippi. She don't take no shit. Hey, she ain't happy. The only thing, this is the deal with the show, and this is not an excuse at all. This is the only explanation. The deal with the show is, you know, it's mostly women-driven, and the show to me is really being told from one angle. And they're not telling, like, you know, you have to know
right.
that all that glitters ain't gold. You have to know that, you know, me and Tara were not on the best of terms.
Okay.
We were on, you know, she's from Mississippi. She's living in New York. We have two children, and she's by herself. That's not a situation that I would ever walk away from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of my main reasons for even doing the show is to make sure my kids, you know, okay. I don't
right.
get jewelry. I don't buy a whole bunch of fancy stuff. I save my money for my children, you know, so that way, when they graduate from high school, there's something waiting for them, you know, for college.
Right, that's a good dad.
But with that being said, Tara's from Mississippi, and she don't really have nobody in New York, so it's not easy to walk away from a situation like that. So although I'm sleeping on the couch and we have our arguments and our fights, I'm still there in support of her and my children. So I should have said, listen, I got married, I fell in love with somebody, and I married her, and I didn't do that, which is ridiculously crazy, so that's what people are killing me for, but I love Tara. I will always love Tara and support Tara for the rest. But I got my son, Corey Guns.
Right. Well, how is his music doing? How is he taking off?
Corey's great, man. Corey, you know, he got caught up with a gun in New York, and they don't play that, but he ended up getting probation. So lucky for him, he's on probation for that. But he's working on his album. He signed a Lil Wayne and Young Money.
Yeah.
I have a kid named Jabril Morey who's playing Michael Jackson.
Okay.
And Stevie Wonder in the Motown play on Broadway.
Okay. So he's going good.
On his original music, and I have Amina, Amina Butterfly. We're working on her EP, which will be out, I think, in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So those are the three artists I'm working with. That's what I have going on right now.
Yo, what's up? I'm Julio with the flow, and you inside the box with my homegirl, Cindy, on Open Talk 2. Yo, get in the box with Cindy on Open Talk 2. I'm Julio with the flow.
All right, got blast from the past.
Well, might work. Reverse, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you light work. Facebook, that might work. Reverb, that might work. YouTube, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you light work.
YouTube and Facebook and SoundCloud and Reverb. Instagram and Real Thought, you're claiming you in beast mode. You gathered all your people together and make them like it. Got a buzz all over the net, now you excited? A lot of y'all taking the credit and even writing. Now you spitting it and come from the heart, you can't recite it. I ain't hating, I'm just speaking the truth. Cause if you market yourself, you get that wealth, more power to you. I got a problem with a lot of the youth. You keep saying you a real ass nigga, you ain't telling the truth. I'm Clark Kent when I step in the booth. I got so deep in this bitch, we getting it. Ain't shit you can do. We the best when we coming for you. We got the talent, the skill, the power, the will. We
about 20 deep in each other, we trust. Screaming fire just to let you know that we ain't no pussy hole. We get it how we live by giving it real, even to our foes. Most of y'all know me. I be that nigga from the fire with that Glock 40. You want a villain, it's a villain in me. That make me snap, crackle, and pop when I'm on that Henny. I wreck shop, it's my job to come harder than the next man. Cause my squad is bigger than the X-Clan. Don't make me sick, I'm on you, get them, boys. I can't believe they talking noise. They just don't understand what eat them up like army boys. I just to come up and get done up when you run up on the crew, nigga. By the screw, nigga, you about to die in a few, nigga. Niggas eating meat like I'm no fatter. Till I'm coming across their head like
earth.
Like
I'm covered with beepers. They said from sneakers for people. Some situations get deeper, but be prepared with the reaper. My whole squad, some cheapers. We lead them busting beneath us. Affiliated with creepers. Forget them tweakers and jeepers. I find my speakers, they love it. Turn up the music and puppet. The middle fingers, they fuck them. They cross the line and we bust them. I'm so aggressive, keep them cronk though. Slanging them out the trunk though. Uncle for the ghetto, stay commercial for these drunk folks. I caught them with a power line. They never see me coming with it. Caught them with their guards down on trophy. Now I'm running with it. Look out for the album when it drop right in your record store. But never we gon' stop, we just gon' pimp them out.
What you really wanna do with it? Who? Me, boy, I'm out here fool with it. Ooh, we South D got the Bruce. Sippin' homie, get your crew. Listen, niggas got the rules. Listen, what you really wanna do with it? Who? Me, boy, I'm out here fool with it. Ooh, we South D got the Bruce. Sippin' homie, get your crew. Listen, niggas got the rules.
What they do over here where you at? They call me the vet. Get animals, take them home, and you can figure the rest. The bigger the pet, that make.
This is my time. You understand me? It don't matter what you tried to do. You couldn't destroy me. I'm still standing. I'm still strong.
You build me up just to break me down. And it's a miracle I feel to see. You build me up just to break me down.
Can't let these people get the best of me, cause if I do, I probably end up in the minor league. South it will never crumble up, I throw it up in my hood. It's understood that I'm rhyming for the love of music. Let me influence young people of our generation. Don't get discouraged, lose focus on your occupation. I've been turning around my label, say we couldn't make it. Our time arrived, thank God, man, we finally made it. Hard work, criticism, keep me motivated. Throughout the obstacles I'm facing in this wicked nation. Interviews with the radio station make a nigga proud. I've been grinding for a minute, I can't let them down. Rocking crowds with my southern styles. And now my homies jump around, giving niggas pounds. The funky sounds out to try and keep a nigga pumped. With all my work and dedication, I'll be number one. Believe that.
You build me up just to break me down, and it's a miracle I feel to see. You build me up just to break me down, and it's a miracle I feel to see. You build me up just to break me down.
Many people that's real trying to block them out cause I still got.
In the club and see a yellow bone bra. She thicker than a motherfucker, nigga. Oh my god. Yeah, titties wiggle bouncing, bout to make a nigga fly. 20 goon with me and they all on my squad. So I step to the bar
and order more drinks. She pause and drop it down to make me stop and just think. Look at, I can leave right now with that hoe that's on the pole. But if she been on the pole, man, ain't no telling what she know. But I'd rather be with you because you look just like Megan. Girl, I'm sloppy dead drunk, so never mind what I've been saying. All these suckers in here paying. Boo, I just want you naked and bend your body over while you scream, my daddy, take it. All my niggas kinda wild, so I wish a hater would get the tripping over bitches pill. Let's get it understood. I've been sitting, sipping, chilling, about to roll a bike wood. When all of a sudden, I just spotted making good. At first, I wasn't gonna holler, but my partner said he think I should. I done been drinking, girl, and now you look like making good. You look like making good.
on the west side. So I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and my guys ain't canine. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit the party.
Matters in my life. Tell me what to do.